Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves is part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and this is our daily podcast. And we are doing a couple of special podcasts leading up to the Digital Signage Expo show in 2 weeks, which is the world's largest exclusively digital signage show. And I have a special guest this morning, Mike Maruzic. Mike is the Senior Vice President of Marketing for Sharp Electronics. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. It's great to be on your podcast. It's my first time, I guess, long-time listener, first-time caller, but great to be on it with you.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm excited to have you on, too. I mean, Sharp has always been a dominant player in the digital signage market. I mean, I have a Sharp TV in my house, so I'm familiar with Sharp products. I have actually quite a few Sharp, and certainly you're known for not only the display processing, but generally the first to roll new technology out, which we'll talk about in just a second. But you'll be exhibiting in booth 1223, and tell us a little bit about your theme, relationships at work at DSE, and what that means.
Yeah, you know, we're really excited. We've been talking about the theme of how our products interact with people, and you know, this year's theme is relationships at work, which really talks about how not only do we have a relationship with the display, especially in digital signage, how people interact with them, how they enhance the work environment, not only in a corporate environment, but retail or in food service and any of those hospitality-type environments, but also the various relationships that Sharp works to bring together for the resellers so that they can make sure that our products work seamlessly with others. We're known, as you said, for the latest technology. And so oftentimes we have to make sure that our technology works with what people have out there already in the market. And we take a lot of pride in our STAR program that links all that together to make sure the partners in the industry have the right connections with Sharp and our products work at the peak performance they were designed to do. So it's going to be an exciting show for us.
Yeah, it is, and I'm super excited because I had an opportunity to see something at ISE that just blew me away. And I'm hoping you're going to bring it to DSC. You had an 85-inch 8K, not 4K, but 8K display at ISC. Please tell me you're bringing that to DSC.
Yeah, you know, you won't be disappointed. So we will have the 85-inch 8K product at Digital Signage Expo, and it is stunning. I've had the opportunity to see it a while back in Japan, and I would challenge anyone to come up to the booth and look at it and try to find a pixel. It looks like you're looking at a piece of paper. It is simply beautiful. So I think that will be certainly a centerpiece of our booth where many people will congregate and kind of really study. I anticipate seeing many of our competitors standing there with cameras and taking pictures in every angle. But we welcome them to admire it just like everyone else at the show.
Well, you know, that's all you need to advertise to get people to go into your booth. Again, booth 1223 at the DSE show in 2 weeks in Las Vegas. I mean, if you just advertise, you're going to have an 8K display there. That's going to draw people in. I mean, as you said, it looks like you said, it looks like you're looking at a piece of paper, but this is in a way kind of real 3D because you don't need the glasses and you're seeing images that look like you can grab them. And now I was blown away with 4K, but when I saw 8K, and really you need a display this large. I mean, this is sort of like almost as small as you can get with an 8K to really appreciate it. I mean, I suspect we will see something even larger in the future, probably too.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up. That is, you know, the image that you almost feel like it's 3D image. And that is one of the things that many people take away when they look at this display. It's so lifelike that you feel like you're completely immersed in the display, the image. You know, we show a lot of, obviously, ultra high-resolution 8K type images in there, and you do get the sense that you're looking at a 3D image. It is that clear and almost, you know, perfect, I would say. So I think it's a product that obviously in the digital signage space, a lot of people are going to be interested in. You start getting into things like fashion and ultra-high-resolution products where you want that kind of resolution, we're going to have a lot of interest at our booth, and we're excited about showcasing that product.
Well, last year your booth really focused on applications. Is it going to be like that this year?
Yeah, it's very similar in the sense that we find that when we bring people to our booth, you're coming there with a purpose, and we don't want to have those conversations where imagine the product doing this or imagine the product doing that. So as I talked about those relationships before, we work with a number of partners to make sure that each our displays are exhibited in how they're used in real-world situations. So we have, obviously, the Sharp Cafe, which we're working with Scala. So that allows us to demonstrate their outstanding technology in showing how a coffee environment can work. We have educational spaces. We have a newsstand. So we have a number of different products and showcases that I think will give real-world exhibits to how the technology is used. That's what people expect to see at DSC.
I agree with you. And I think applications-based is a better way to go because, as you said, it's hard to envision it, and you're actually helping to sort of, it's in a way, it's like visual case studies. And I think case studies are a really good way to sell applications or to sell products.
Exactly.
Yeah, now Sharp is certainly one of the leading companies in addition to 8K, first technology goes. In addition to 8K, what other sort of technological advancements might we see at your at the booth this year?
Well, I think what people are going to be excited to see is our new line of touch displays that we have. I mean, we're very well known for AquaSport technology. We obviously continue to have outstanding market share in that space, and we continue to advance the product. So we've been in the space for a while now, and we get a lot of customer feedback. And I think that's something that I'm really proud of the Sharp team for doing is we're constantly out visiting end users and understanding how our technology is actually used. We bring our engineers over from Japan to see how real-world applications work. And our AquaSport touch display, when combined with digital signage, is outstanding for people to utilize, whether it's wayfinding, whether it's going to a catalog in a retail environment. So I think there's a lot of applications we're going to be using around the new capabilities of our touch display.
Yeah, and actually you had a little element of that last year, and I thought that was really well done. And I've also heard rumors of a surprise on St. Patrick's Day. Are you willing to tell me anything about that?
Yeah, you know, I feel for all the people that have to be away from home and Digital Signage Expo during St. Patrick's Day. And we thought we'd have a little fun in the afternoon of the 17th. And Gary, let me make my formal invite to you to be in our booth that afternoon. But we have a little fun and throw a full-fledged St. Patrick's Day party in our booth. And we'd love to have people there. There'll be some fun and surprises. I don't want to give away too many of the surprises, but needless to say, you won't feel like you're entirely at a trade show during that period. So we're trying to have fun. Starts a little after, 1:30, 2 o'clock. We just want to make it an enjoyable experience for people who have to be away from home on such a fun day.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. Everyone always enjoys celebrating. I've not celebrated that in Vegas before, but I'm sure there'll be plenty of places with green beer as well.
if any city can find a fun way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, I think it's Las Vegas, and so we want to take that energy to the next level.
So everyone needs to make sure you put on your calendar to stop by booth 1223. That's the Sharp booth at DSE. You can't miss it. It's one of the biggest booths at the show. You guys have always been a great supporter of the show, and also a great friend to Rave, in addition to the fact that I'm daggone satisfied with my 80-inch TV, so I'm happy. I'd love to see maybe one of these days I'll upgrade to 4K, but I've been so happy with my regular old 1080p product. I haven't done it yet, but your video processing is some of the best in the industry, so I'm very happy with it.
Well, thank you for your support of Sharp Products, and I also want to thank you for all you do for our industry because you really are the great communicator of what's happening in the industry, not only just for the big manufacturers, but also for the little guys who are kind of up and coming. And that's what makes digital signage such an exciting area is because there's a lot of little players that also are contributing a lot to the industry. And I do want to thank you for providing that insight that sometimes gets lost among the big guys, and you do a great job of covering some of the smaller players who are bringing great stuff. So thanks for that.
Well, I appreciate it. We will have a bunch of reporters there, and we'll certainly go and shoot videos at the Sharp booth from every single on all the individual applications areas, and we'll certainly shoot the 8K display. So all you have to do is head over to our website at raypubs.com/DSE2016. We already have content up there. We've got close to 100 different pieces of content, various things, podcasts and news pieces and new product releases, but it'll be filled to the rim once we shoot all the videos at the booth, and one of the first stops we'll make is Sharp, because a lot of people are going to want to see what you have to show. So I appreciate you joining me today. I appreciate you taking the time because I know you're busy leading up to the show.
Well, great. It's been great to be on with you, and look forward to seeing you out at DSC in a couple weeks.
We'll be there, and thanks for listening, and everyone have a great day, but keep coming back and listen to these podcasts because we've got a lot more DSC to cover, and like I said, we'll be live at the show in just 2 weeks. Have a great day.